FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Financial Survival Network is brought to you today by Orin Resources, a junior exploration company with the appetite of a major. It's hot on the trail of the next globally significant discovery, creating enormous potential upside for you, the shareholder. Orin is one of the most aggressive exploration companies pursuing high-grade, scalable gold and copper deposits, and has a premier seven-project portfolio, including its two flagships, Committee Bay in the Arctic and Sombrero in Peru. Orin's unparalleled technical team and highly experienced management has a history of success in advancing and monetizing exploration assets. No wonder Orin's been called one of the best in the junior exploration sector. Orin trades on the TSX and the NYSE under AUG. To learn more, go to orinresources.com. That's A-U-R-Y-N resources.com.
The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. Today is February 26th, 2019. You know, we get into entrepreneurship a lot on the show, a lot about how you make your brand, how you build your brand, how you become somebody. And the book we're going to be talking about is From Nobody to Best-Selling Author, How to Write, Publish, and Market Your Own Book. It's by our good friend, Naresh Visa. And Naresh, welcome back to the show.
Awesome to be on. Always enjoy it, Kerry.
Likewise. So, you know, you wrote this book. Obviously, you're an expert in digital marketing. You've done a lot of things here. How's the book selling?
The book's selling pretty well. I don't want to say super well. My previous book that I promoted on your show called Podcastnomics is still my number one best-selling book. It's gone on to sell, I think we're up to now about 12,000 copies.
Wow.
But this book, From Nobody to Best-Selling Author, it was a project that I felt like I really, really needed to get out there simply because so many of our clients are independent authors, self-publishers, or they want to become one, or they just want to write a book at some point in their lives. And they're constantly, whether it's clients, friends, leads, they're constantly asking me, how did you do it? How did you write so many pages? Where do you get the topic from? How did you get it? How did you sell it? How do you market it? So that's what gave me the genesis for the idea. And the book, From Nobody to Best-Selling Author, goes through all of those topics step by step and helps people, just like the title says, write, prepare, publish, market, promote a best-selling book.
That's great. And it's obviously something like in my book, Viral Podcasting, I tell you, become an author. And you know what? It's real simple. When you become an author, it sets you apart from your competition, who are mostly not authors. And you know, it really makes it different for you.
Well, a lot of people say, I want to be an author, but I can't write. I'm either not educationally trained to write properly or to write fluently and interestingly. Or I just don't have time to write. And there's a chapter in the book called How to Write If You're Not a Writer. And this chapter essentially goes over, we can actually go over some of the topics in this chapter, but you don't have to sit in front of your laptop or your computer and start typing away. That's what I do. That's maybe what you do, Kerry, because we're used to writing. You're a former attorney, so you had to write a lot in front of the typewriter or the computer back in the day when you were practicing. In my case, I write almost every day, whether it's book writing or for clients, client writing, emails, you name it. So we probably enjoy it, but you'll be surprised. Most people, they don't enjoy, even the most educated people I know with Ivy League degrees and higher education degrees, they don't like writing. They just can't do it. So in this chapter, I talk about essentially how you can use technology. We don't live in an era now where you have to get in front of your typewriter and just start typing away or writing away. There are ways that you can write a book from your phone. In fact, I wrote one of my previous books, The New PR, completely from my phone. Whenever I got inspiration, I would just take out my phone and voice dictate certain topics or chapters. Or I would just take out the Notes app on my phone and write away on my phone. So that chapter in From Nobody to Bestselling Author goes through some of these resources that you can use, where you can download transcription software or apps to your phone, to your tablets, to your computer, and just talk away. In your case, Carrie, you're a podcaster, which is makes it even easier to write, because when you podcast, you've already got a ton of content. And if you put relevant content together and transcribe those episodes, you can outsource a transcription for probably $1 per minute. If you outsource the transcriptions, then boom, you've got your episodes in writing. And all you have to do is get an editor or yourself to kind of tie everything together and make it flow. So these are the ideas that are talked about. There are many ideas like this that are talked about in my book, From Nobody to Bestselling Author, about this section, which is how to write the book, which is incredibly, all three sections, how to write, how to publish, and how to market are all important, because you can write a great book, but if you don't generate traffic to it or promote it properly, well then what's the point?
Who cares?
If you market it really well, but it's a bad book and you're getting all these bad reviews and then the reviews taper off and no one's even finding it, then what's the point?
Yeah, exactly. Could not agree with you more on that score. So one of the things is, it's one thing to write a book. It's another thing to write a book that people want to actually read. How do you make the book readable? And by the way, I do agree with you on the dictation. I have Dragon dictation on my phone. And what I found is, before we get into the other part, is that the faster you write a book, whether it's transcription or whatever, the easier it is to write it, and the better the book is. But how do you make a book readable? How do you make people want to open the cover, figuratively speaking, since a lot of it now is all about digital, Kindle, audiobook, etc. But how do you make people want to read your book?
Well, first, before I answer that question, you brought up Dragon Dictation, which is what I used to use. Now there's a new app called Otter.ai, and it's an artificial intelligence transcription software. It's free. It's a larger file size than Dragon, but for those who have an iPhone or Android, I recommend that, because there's no restriction. It's kind of unlimited talking, and the transcription is more accurate, and it's newer, and it uses some special artificial intelligence technology. So Otter.ai, check it out. Now, to answer your question,
I'm doing it right now, because Dragon is charging me $12 a month. So right there, you've got my interest.
Excellent. Well, I hope more people are listening. Well, whether it's writing a book or just anything else that you're doing in general, if you're in the legal profession, medical profession, transcription is pretty important. And so check out Otter.ai. Now, how do you write something that's interesting and that will pique people's idea? We, in the book, From Nobody to Bestselling Author, I go over this topic kind of in depth throughout the book. And it's because there are so many hacks out there, which I don't recommend. And what I mean by hacks, you can find these book writing courses, book publishing courses online, and they tell you that they'll make you a best-selling author. And essentially what they advise is you do something like going to Amazon and you see what's trending on Amazon, like a topic that's or a product that's trending on Amazon, or even in the Amazon book section, topics or genres that are trending. And they tell you to see what's trending and then essentially just use Google, put together some book and publish it. And because it's trending upward, you're going to get sales. I do not recommend that at all, because when it comes to writing, the goal is not actually to make money. If you're going to be writing to because you want to sell copies and you want to make money, you're going to be sadly disappointed, because it's not a lucrative profession. The reason why I write, and probably the reason why you wrote your book, Carrie, is because we had knowledge writing nonfiction in a specific area. In your case, podcasting, in my case, e-commerce, online business, digital business. And so we write about those topics because we're passionate about those topics. And that passion really comes through in your writing. So yes, the first step in writing something interesting is write about what you know. If you're writing nonfiction, fiction is a completely different ballgame. We can talk about that some other time. But when it comes to writing nonfiction, write about what you know, what you're an expert at. And when I tell people that, they say, oh, well, I'm probably not going to be able to write more than 5 pages because I just don't know much. Well, if that's the case, then you're probably not fit to become an author yet. Maybe in the future. I think everybody has a book in them at some point in their life. And the fortunate, you know, people like you and me, fortunately, Carrie, we have multiple books in us throughout our lives. Yes. But with that being said, write about what you know. And on top of writing about what you know, there are some other tips that I have, which is the writing mechanics. So I talked earlier about transcribing what you say and then getting an editor. So if you're not a writer, if you don't understand English grammar and how to write fluently and properly, it's a big deal, because if you start writing like a first grader and people read that, they immediately get turned off. And it, not only do they get turned off, but it's also harder to communicate your ideas. So that's another secret to writing. And then another secret that I would share is sharing your deepest secrets. So if you're writing nonfiction, whether it's my book on podcasting or your book on podcasting or my book on 50 Shades of Marketing or my book on From Nobody to Bestselling Author on book publishing, actually share the meat, the important stuff. Don't just share fluff and background noise. You want to actually give away secrets. If you're writing an autobiography, share the interesting, juicy parts, the secret parts of your autobiography, not the, the boring stuff that everybody has.
Mundane stuff, and, right?
Yeah. And I say that because, again, I've had friends come to me saying that they want to write. And I say, you know, just write a chapter and send it over to me and I'll tell you if it has potential. And they send me something and it's very generic, very generic, boring stuff. And I'm like, dude, like when we hang out in person or talk in person, like that's interesting stuff, not what you wrote. And they say, oh, well, I don't want to share all that stuff because,
I don't open yourself up
to find out about it, or I don't want to, it's like personal and all that. And I tell them, I say, look, man, well, it's boring them. No, why would this is just super, super boring. It's not even good enough to make it as a column in a newspaper. So you either have to share the good stuff or just don't even bother. Yeah. So those are a few tips to make it writing interesting, add personality to writing, and make it entertaining so that people can actually enjoy it.
So you've written your book, but now is the hard part. You have to edit it. And what are some tips that you can give as far as editing is concerned, the process, making it fast, streamlining it, because that could take you longer than writing the book. In fact, it did take me longer than writing my book.
Yeah. So editing, I recommend that people, especially if you're not a writer, that you outsource the editing to a writer. So you don't have to hire a professional editor or an editing company, but try your best to edit it yourself. Maybe download the Grammarly app, or the Grammarly program on your desktop, your Microsoft Word. Do what you can yourself. Read through the manuscript at least, I would say, 3 times from beginning to end, and also from end to beginning. do that. And then after that, just get someone to look over it and pay that way, because editing can get very expensive as well hire one of these professionals. So go online, try to find a good editor, or you can contact us, my company, Krish Media Marketing, and we edit. Really, it's my belief that behind every great writer is a great editor. And I learned that not with book writing, but actually when I was working in the newsletter space, and I still am involved in that space. In the newsletter space, it's like the writer isn't really the writer. Their editor is the one who's picking things apart, who's rearranging, reordering, deleting, cutting, adding, asking questions, add more detail here, add more detail there, answer this question here. That's what you want in an editor. You don't want just somebody who's going to get rid of a few commas, dot some I's, cross some T's, and then say, all right, you're good to go. Now, those editors, the simple editors, they'll obviously charge less. And that's important too. That's essentially the fundamental backbone of your book. It's having a digestible manuscript that people can smoothly read. But to really take it to the next level, you're going to need to find that editor who will essentially take ownership of your work and take it to the next level.
Yeah,
those people are expensive, but I found that they're worth it. They really improve the quality of your work. And on top of that, the best editors I found are not people with the name editor on their business card. It's actually the writers and especially copywriters, people who write advertising copy, marketing copy, because they know how to make words exciting and how to strike emotion and how to keep things interesting. And because they're writers themselves, they're able to edit your work much better than somebody who has the name editor on their business card.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And got to wrap things up, but obviously your book is available on Amazon or wherever fine books used to be sold, right?
It's available, and I'll even offer your listeners, if they email me through my website, nareshvisa.com, they get on my mailing list and just shoot me a note that you heard me on Carrie's podcast, and I'll send them a free Kindle version and a free audiobook version of this book, From Nobody to Best-Selling Author.
All right. Excellent. Hey, questions, comments, email us, kl@carrielutz.com. We answer all. Make sure you check out my book, Viral Podcasting. It's on Amazon in conjunction with Naresh's book. I think really go well together. Naresh, really appreciate you coming on. Good luck on the book. We'll talk to you again real soon.
All right. Thanks a lot, Carrie. Have a good one.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.